This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The ACLU of Texas has filed a third lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of hanging the Ten Commandments in public schools. Texas Public Radio education reporter Camille Phillips tells us this lawsuit is a class action case.
Two federal district judges in two separate cases have already ruled that the school districts named in their lawsuits can't display the Ten Commandments. The ACLU maintains that the rulings should apply to all Texas school districts, but the Attorney General's office has sued school districts that aren't named in the lawsuits but haven't hung the posters. The goal of the new class action lawsuit is to cover all school districts in the state. It's brought by 18 Texas families. The first named defendant is Schertz Cibolo Universal City ISD in the San Antonio area. But there are also defendants in the North Texas, Austin, and Houston areas. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
One of the earlier lawsuits is scheduled to be heard by a federal appeals court in January. A congressional seat currently held by a Texas Republican who announced his retirement last month is likely going to be held by another Republican. That's according to Renee Cross at the University of Houston's Hobby School of Public Affairs. Troy Nails is the former Fort Bend County Sheriff, now representing Texas's 22nd congressional district. Cross says several candidates are in the running.
Who it'll be, we'll see. We've already got Rebecca Clark, who is a Republican geophysicist. J.C. Chaton, which is a former state representative, looks like he's going to jump in. So it'll certainly be a lively race.
Cross is a guest on Houston Matters. Nails endorsed his brother, Trevor, for the post. When the federal government shutdown ended last month, legislation made its way through Congress that included an effective ban on hemp-derived products containing THC. If this will have an effect on you or your family, positive or negative, we want to hear from you. Go to HoustonPublicMedia.org/news tips and share your thoughts with us. Your message could be used in a news story as we continue coverage on the issue. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.